This is a follow-up note on Kimball Suter III. That's KIMBALLSUTOR. The patient did not tolerate 2.5 mestinon Q4H and stepped back to 2 tablets or 120 milligrams Q4H. He feels that he is growing gradually stronger and has become able to walk on a flat heel without having the ankle turn inside or outside. He seems definitely stronger than the last visit, deltoids being fair, biceps good, triceps fair to fair plus. The casual gait is normal. There is mild joint pain throughout. I continue to investigate the possibility of obtaining transcervical thymectomy for the patient in this part of the state. Nelson G. Black, MD.
This is an initial chart entry on Charlotte Top, TUP, dictated by Dr. Mary Norton. This is a 23-year-old Gravita Zero white female Mayview College graduate student whose LMP was 31 March. She is on Orthonovum 150 and has been on SAME for the past 3 years. She complains of vaginal discharge without itching, burning, or odor, and of several small, very painful, quote, sores, unquote, on the vulva, present for the past 6 days, which are getting better. There are also several tender, enlarged lymph nodes in the right inguinal area and some discomfort in the upper legs. Apparently, the patient has had very little problem with her periods and admits to 3 different contacts, none of whom have had specific complaints. She is on no other medications. She has had no serious illnesses, no previous surgery, and no allergies. Examination reveals a well-developed, well-nourished, white female. There is no CVA tenderness. There is some suprapubic tenderness. Pelvic and rectal examination reveal several small vesicular tender lesions on the upper vulva bilaterally, grossly consistent with herpes. There are a few enlarged tender nodes in the right inguinal area. The vagina has a fair amount of discharge. The cervix is clean and somewhat tender. The uterus is anti-flexed and slightly tender. The adnexa are within normal limits. The bladder and urethra are quite tender. Impression: herpes progenitalis, vaginitis, cystitis. A clean catch urine was done and revealed many white cells. Vaginal cultures were performed, and the patient was given a prescription for Kenalog with Orabase for the apparent herpes. Further therapy will be dependent on the results of the cultures. Discussion was then held regarding the, quote, lifestyle, unquote, and the risks involved.